new 50,000-watt radio talk show, Between the Minutes, featuring politicians, businessmen, and professionals in the community. Between the Minutes is brought to you by Cybersoft Operating Corporation, www.cyber.com. And now, here's the host of Between the Minutes, Peter Dottie.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest radio talk show, brought to you by Cybersoft Operating Corporation. I'm your host, Pete Radotti. The first segment of Between the Minutes will feature Inside Your Computer. This is similar to my newspaper article, Inside Your Computer, in the Philadelphia Public Record, discussing many interesting topics about computer security. The first cell phone computer virus struck in the summer of 2005. It was not much of a problem, but then there were not a lot of smartphones back then. Today, most people have smartphones. Even the phones that are not smart are actually advanced computers built around the telecommunications ability of the cell phone carrier. Many cell phones today have more power and capability than the first IBM PC computers. They all ran an operating system. In some cases, these are versions of operating systems you may already be familiar with, such as Microsoft Windows or Linux. In all cases, modern phones have the ability to receive updates to their software, which means they can receive Trojan horses and viruses. Today, we're going to talk about one specific type of cell phone Trojan horse called spyware. These are programs that can eavesdrop on you. Someone can load one of these programs into your cell phone, and it will allow them to listen in to what's being said, even if the phone is not off hook. I did a Google search on the words cell phone eavesdropping, and on the first attempt, found a program which, for $65, allows you to illegally spy on anyone with a cell phone, assuming you can install the software on the phone. The software is sold for child monitoring, but let's get real. This software is not going to be used for eavesdropping on children. It's not for child monitoring. Another website offered software for $30 that allows you to secretly monitor text messages, phone calls, and track the location of the person carrying the cell phone. Now, I can't really find any use for this software, except tracking could be useful for a child or somebody with a mental disability, assuming you can get them to carry a cell phone and actually turn it on. While you might think that these are great tools for law enforcement, they're not. Firstly, law enforcement doesn't need tools like this. Everything on your cell phone goes through your cell phone carrier. All law enforcement has to do is to get a court order, and they can access everything via the carrier without the possibility of you finding the software. How can you protect yourself? Some companies now sell antivirus for cell phones. These are generally very limited programs, but if you can find one for your smartphone, it may be a good idea. Secondly, there are some interesting characteristics of these spyware programs when they're installed on your phone. In general, for these programs to get onto your phone, somebody needs to borrow your phone. If you lent your phone to someone or left it unattended where others could access it, then you're at risk. Additionally, this is not true of viruses, which does not require someone to borrow the phone, but that's a different story. Next, if you notice your battery is draining far faster than it used to, then that could be caused by a spy program transmitting everything. Transmission burns battery faster than being in standby mode. You should also look at your cell phone bill carefully. Look at your data rate charges. Eavesdropping generally uses the data channel on the phone, so your data rate increases a good deal more than you can account for. Listen for an echo. Some badly designed software might cause an echo or sound distortion when you're actually on a call. There are a few other things that you can consider, but these are the biggies. How do you deal with this if you suspect your phone has been infected with spyware? It's easy. Bring it to your cell phone carrier store and ask them to wipe and reload the phone for you. Explain why. If you keep a lot of files on the phone, make sure you back them up to another device such as a computer on a regular basis. In that way, if your phone needs to be wiped and reinstalled, you won't lose any of your most important files. You should also talk to your cell phone provider about if any of the files you backed up could contain a virus or spyware. It's really that simple to detect spyware on a cell phone and to treat it. So remember, if you need a good antivirus program for your home or office computer, let me suggest a product sold by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. You can download a free 30-day trial from their website. It's www.cyber.com. That's www.cyber.com. In wrapping up this week's segment of Inside Your Computer, I hope some of the subjects I spoke about were helpful to you. Make sure you read my article, Inside Your Computer, every Thursday in the Philadelphia Public Record newspaper. We'll be right back with today's guest on Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM.
The multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Here's an important announcement. If you sustain damage from frozen pipes, water damage, don't leave yourself at the mercy of your insurance company. Call Hillis Public Adjusters. We represent you, the policyholder. Hillis negotiates directly with your insurance company to get you the most money you're entitled to, maybe thousands of extra dollars. And the Hillis fee is based on a percentage of the settlement. It costs you nothing until your claim is settled. It's that simple. You wouldn't be your own lawyer. So why negotiate directly with your insurance company? Call 1-800-HILLIS-1. When you have a claim, your insurance company is the last place to call because they want to settle the claim for as little as possible. That's why you should call Hillis Public Adjusters. They'll appraise the damage, do all the paperwork, and negotiate your settlement. If your home or business was damaged, call Hillis Public Adjusters anytime, day or night, at 1-800-HILLIS-1. Why settle for less? Call Hillis first. Call 1-800-HILLIS-1.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti, your host on Between the Minutes. Thanking you for listening to our show. Let's talk about CyberSoft Operating Corporation. CyberSoft has always stood for integrity, quality, and cost-effectiveness in computer security. CyberSoft invented antivirus for Unix and Linux systems. With 20 years' experience, they support more systems than anyone, including Microsoft Windows. Computer security problems are not single-faceted, and your solution should not be either. CyberSoft products like the VFine Security Toolkit include cryptographic baseline management in addition to a virus scanner. This allows you to detect more than just a software attack. For a limited time, you can purchase a one-year Windows antivirus security license for $24.95. In any computer security fight with the bad guys, we will be the last man standing. Call 610-825-4748 or visit our website at www.cyber.com. Again, that's 610-825-4748 or www.cyber.com.
Looking to increase your business and build your selling power? Then you should advertise on Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest political, business, and special interest radio talk show, Between the Minutes. Heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. on Radio 1540 AM. Between the Minutes reaches a large listening audience throughout the Tri-State area with 50,000 watts of power. You could increase your selling power by advertising on the Between the Minutes program. For more information, call 610-828-8333. That's 610-828-8333. Or email sales@betweentheminutes.com.
Hi, this is Anthony Murphy, Executive Director of TownWatch Integrated Services.
And this is Pete Rodotti of Between the Minutes.
And Philadelphia needs you.
Who, me?
Yes, you, Pete. We need you to get involved in your community to impact on the quality of life where you live by starting or joining a TownWatch group.
Really? How do I do that?
You reach out to me at 215-686-1459, or you reach me on the web, www.townwatch.net.
Wow, so I can really join.
You can really join. We provide training, assistance, and support, and we try to address crime in a holistic approach to improve the quality of life where you live.
Wow, that's great. Sign me up.
Join us and become a member of the Philadelphia TownWatch program.
America's men and women in uniform sacrifice every day for our country so we can continue to do the things we enjoy most, like playing soccer with our kids. But that's not an option for some families. I'm Devin McTavish, D.C. United Defender and two-time Humanitarian of the Year. For more than 140 years, the Armed Services YMCA has provided support for military families. Please join the AASYMCA in taking care of our soldiers' loved ones so they can continue to take care of us.
The Armed Services YMCA, serving those who serve America. ASYMCA.org.
The Tri-State Area's radio talk show, Between the Minutes, continues on Radio 1540 AM with your host, Peter Rodotti.
Welcome back to Between the Minutes, the Tri-State Area's new radio talk show featuring politicians, businessmen, and professionals. Between the Minutes is brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. For the best in antivirus security and for a 30-day free trial, go to www.cyber.com. You're listening to Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM and live on the web at www.betweentheminutes.com. Let's get back to today's show and the guest on Between the Minutes, Mr. Al Schmidt. He's running for city commissioner of the city of Philadelphia. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Well, I'm really glad. Listen, in looking at your bio, it's really impressive. And we'll discuss it a little bit on the show and get into other things too. But for right now, just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm running for city commissioner of Philadelphia and have been involved in civic and political efforts for some time now. And, you know, the city faces a lot of real challenges, and everybody knows it. But nothing is going to change unless people's votes are counted and we elect quality candidates to public service positions in the city.
Now, you've held some positions in the past under President Clinton, I believe.
I did, and I was a Republican.
And
go figure.
Are you still a Republican?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Well, that's okay. It's allowed.
I was hired as an analyst for something called the Presidential Commission on Holocaust Assets, which was looking at what happened to assets belonging to victims of the Holocaust after they came into the possession of the United States Army.
Well, I don't want to have a federal document on it, but what did happen?
Well, that's what we were commissioned to find out and to make recommendations to the president. Basically, there was a breakdown between what the U.S. Army's policies were and what actually happened in returning assets belonging to the people or their families from whom they were taken. But in the end, you know, even when that policy wasn't kept, the U.S. Army did an extraordinary job. Especially under the circumstances, returning assets to the people from whom they were taken.
Go Army.
That's right. Yeah. And this is in the midst of the Second World War.
Well, war is war. And there's a lot of confusion during war. And, you know, when you're being shot at and you suddenly come across something valuable that's small,
right.
Yeah, you know. So, listen, what else have you done down in the Washington area that you can talk about?
Well, I worked after the commission, I went to work for something called GAO, which was the General Accounting Office and is now the Government Accountability Office. And what we did was we worked for Congress, members of Congress, Republicans and Democrats, conducting audits of federal agencies and programs and policies to make sure that they were done efficiently and effectively. And that dollars weren't being wasted.
Wow, that's a tall order in Washington.
It was. You know, when we would stand outside of our office, there's a big sign out front that says Government Accountability Office. And tourists would stop, laugh, and take pictures that there is such a thing called the Government Accountability Office. I think they thought it was just an empty building. But right. Really, that building was full of people really dedicated to good government, Republicans and Democrats, that just want it done right.
I've read a number of GAO reports, and they're always, you know, very, very illuminating. You really learn a lot when you read one of those reports. And I believe most of those reports are available free on the internet now.
They are. They are.
Do you happen to know what their website is?
I think it's GAO.gov, if yeah. I'm not mistaken. They're all available except for the ones that are classified or given to members of Congress.
So no luck on the UFOs or
there is an audit on that, believe it or not.
You're kidding.
I think it was the U.S. Air Force's handling of
You mean Blue Book?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Well, you know, hey, this is a 50,000-watt radio station, so, you know, they might be listening, and who knows. We're not going to talk about them. You know, now, the GAO is basically the congressional version of the Inspector General, which is the presidential or executive branch inspectors. And every time I hear about these organizations, I always think of the old Danny Kaye movie, The Inspector General, and how everybody was terrified when this guy showed up. I mean, were they terrified of you?
They were. And, of course, we never felt like they should be, I mean, unless they were doing things wrong and were wasting taxpayer dollars. But anytime someone walks into a room and they say, we're with their government and we're here to help you, even when the people across the table are also in the government, you know, people get scared. Sometimes rightly so.
Oh, my. Okay. Let's focus a little bit on the rebuilding of the Republican Party in the city of Philadelphia. What can you tell us about some of the problems that the party's faced with?
Well, the Republican Party is obviously the minority party, and in registration it's outnumbered about 7-1 right now. And that's been a trend for almost 60 years. The Republican Party basically controlled Philadelphia from the 1860s until the 1950s, as some of your listeners may know. And then after that, controlled very little. And as part of that rebuilding, it's I think, our responsibility to offer a clear alternative vision for the city and how to get there.
So you're saying it's your turn now?
That's the idea.
Okay.
Not just mine, but mine and others.
Okay. Well, I mean, the Republican Party's been in the newspapers a lot with intra-party feuding and stuff like that. Are you involved in that at all?
Unfortunately, yes. I think any time that you want to bring about change, positive change, there are sometimes people who are resistant to any change. And sometimes it's just because you differ, and other times it's because the way things are benefits you personally. Not the city, not other people, but just yourself.
Well, that's human nature too.
It is. It is. But you know, the city should not be run for the benefit of 500 people and their families. It should be run for all of our benefit.
Well, of course. I mean, that's the whole idea. And that's why, you know, we have a multi-party system in this country, is so that if things get too entrenched in one area and they kind of forget who they're working for, we, the people, a.k.a. the employers, remind them.
That's right. And you remind them at the ballot box. And that's why the city commissioner's position is an important one, because they're responsible for running elections.
Okay. Has this mess affected your run?
No, I mean, it complicates things a little bit, but, you know, you lose supporters and you gain supporters. But we know that the agenda we're pursuing is an agenda which will strengthen the party and make a better city.
Okay. Well, I mean, the city of Philadelphia is a city that has always elected both Republicans and Democrats, but as you said, predominantly Democrats. But, you know, just being Republican doesn't rule out your being in here. We also had another Republican running, David O, on the show. So there are Republicans running. Just reminding everybody, you can vote for these guys. You know, what made you decide to run for commissioner?
Well, I ran in 2009 for city controller of Philadelphia, and that had been very much in line with my work for GAO sort of good government. And the central thing to that office and the central thing to this office, which is city commissioner, is integrity. And it's about doing things right. And it's about respecting people's opinion and make sure those opinions and their votes are counted. And that is a constant concern. And it's always a concern when you have, in effect, one-party rule. And it doesn't matter if that party's Democrat. It doesn't matter if that party's Republican. It just matters when you don't have competition. When you don't have political competition, you end up with people being ignored.
Wow. What are just a few of the responsibilities of this job, the city commissioner?
The city commissioners sit on the Board of Elections, and there are three of them. Two are always Democrats, or have been since the 50s, and one is a Republican. There's a seat reserved for the minority party.
That's very nice.
It is, and it's to ensure that you have bipartisan representation on the board that runs the city's elections. City council's the same way with the at-large positions. Like the position that David is running for is an at-large position, and there are two that are reserved for the minority party there.
Okay. So, you know, the upcoming primary election in May, let's talk about that a little bit and get your thoughts on the election and the positions that are being sought. And also, what's your plan of attack in trying to win this?
Well, what happens in the primary is in the Democratic primary and the Republican primary is two Democrats and two Republicans will advance to the general election. And then in the general election, the top three of those four are the three elected city commissioner. So the primary determines which two Republicans and which two Democrats go to the general. And the idea is that essentially out of the primary, you're running mates. You're running together. Right now, there are only two people declared for city commissioner for Republicans. It's myself and the incumbent. So as of yet, we don't have a competitive primary, but I expect that we will before too long.
Okay. You have an idea as to who else might be throwing their hat in the ring?
Yeah, there's some discussion of it and some activity suggesting it. But I know that we are running as though we're going to face a competitive race. We've been aggressively fundraising. We've raised more than twice as much as any other candidate running for city commissioner.
Wow.
Today we signed the lease on our office in the Northeast in Mayfair, which will be our campaign headquarters for the campaign. So we're putting everything we need to put in place where it needs to be. By the end of the week, we'll have our full campaign staff announced, and there'll be some surprises there that I think will be very good for us.
How will people find you if they want to find you?
Well, our office will be at the intersection of Frankfort and Cotman Avenues in the heart of Mayfair at 3545 Ryan Avenue, which is right at that big intersection there.
And do you have a website?
We do, but that's being built, so I don't have the address yet. We're waiting to hire the campaign manager and get their approval for opening a website.
Okay.
Starting a website.
Well, why do you need permission from anybody to open a website? You're the candidate.
Well, a good candidate knows that they don't know everything.
Oh, wow.
I know that I know public service, and I'm in this to advance the public good. That doesn't mean I necessarily know how to run campaigns. And I think that's one thing that's important for candidates or anyone who's seeking office to know right off the bat. Just because you're interested in politics doesn't mean you know how to do it any more than someone who's interested in football knows how to play football or coach a football game.
Hmm. Just want to remind people you're listening to Between the Minutes on WNWR. Our guest is Al Schmidt. I'm Pete Rodotti, your host, and we'll continue. So you have a lot of experience working in government, predominantly in the federal area. You've run for city office in the past. You're very confident that this is the right job for you. I'm just Joe Voter on the street, and you just met me. I'm not even sure what the job you're running for is.
Right.
Tell me why I should vote for you.
Because the only way we're going to change this city is if the people who give a darn. We're on radio, so I'm trying to censor myself.
Well, darn is allowed. That's not one of the forbidden words.
Is if the people who give a darn show up on election day and they vote. That's one half of it. The other half is to make sure their votes are counted and that they're able to vote without voter intimidation, without electioneering in the ballot, in the polling place, or any other kind of coercion or anything like that that isn't appropriate. When our votes are counted and when we elect quality public servants, then we can really change this city. Everyone in Philadelphia knows that our city can be better. That's not lost on anybody. So it's important to elect qualified city commissioners, qualified city councilmen. And in the city commissioner's case, it's to make sure your voice is heard at the ballot box.
Okay. Now, there's been a lot of problems. That's why we have the Committee of 70. And lately, the Committee of 70 has been looking more like the Committee of 7 because there's been some questions as about whether they've been paying attention lately or not. We had David O on not too long ago, and you heard about – I don't know if you heard the show, but what happened to him – you did? Thank you. Keep listening. You heard what happened to him the first time he ran, where he won the election, and then all of a sudden, oh, wait a minute, we forgot to count these votes that were sitting in a box that wasn't really where it was supposed to be, and you lost by a couple votes. Huh? Huh? What happened here? And where's the Committee of 70? Where's the FBI? Where's the helicopters? There should be something going on here. How would you deal with something like
right.
that?
David O is Exhibit A. As clearly a recent example of where this sort of problem has taken place. Other times, you know, the city commissioners have public meetings every Wednesday. They're required to by law, called sunshine meetings, where they conduct their business in front of the public. Well, you know, I've gone to those meetings, and I've gone to those meetings since 2005. Not every meeting, but a lot of those meetings. And it's the same problems election after election with voter intimidation, with votes not being counted, with votes being counted, that shouldn't have been counted, although that's pretty rare. But these problems occur again and again and again, and nothing is done about it. I love the movie Groundhog Day, but nobody wants to see that when it comes to city government.
Well, Groundhog Day happens to be tomorrow, and it's also my father's birthday. So, hi, Dad.
Happy birthday.
Anyway, the thing is that, you know, you're one man. And there's how many commissioners total?
Three.
Three. And how many polling places are there?
There are, I think it's around 1,300 in the city.
So 1,300 to three. How are you going to do anything?
Well, it's the city commissioner, just like city council people. Like a city council person is only one of 17, let's say. And a city commissioner, you're one of three. You're an elected official, and it's a heck of a lot easier to make sure your voice is heard as an elected official than not. So even though you're in the minority party, doesn't mean that you can't speak out when there's wrongdoing in the election system in Philadelphia. Anyone who has participated in elections professionally or as a volunteer on election day knows that we have problems with elections in the city. And when those problems occur, it's the city commissioner's job to fix it.
But there's only three of you.
At the very least, speak out against it. And when you bring public attention to these problems, they have a way of getting resolved.
Okay. So basically the power of the media.
That's right.
Do you get a staff or, you know?
Yes.
Machine guns?
No. No. But you do have a staff. Okay. And you do have a pulpit.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, because just based on what you're saying, tough job.
That's
and,
right. It should be.
You know, well, no, it shouldn't be. It should be that everything's done correctly
right.
First time out, and there shouldn't be a need for anyone except to just watch and say, okay, yeah, you're doing it right, keep going. Or, hey, you did this wrong, fix it.
That's right.
You know, what motivated you to even seek such a difficult job?
I had been involved in public service up until 2005. And at GAO, which we talked about earlier, you are required to be nonpartisan, nonpolitical. All you can do is vote and contribute. You can't go to events. You can't talk to your coworkers or other people or engage in any kind of overt partisan activity. It's even more stringent than the Hatch Act, which regulates the rest of the federal government. Because we're working for Congress and because we're conducting audits that have to be by the book, you can't personally be involved in any kind of partisan political activity. And then I decided in 2005 that I wanted to if I thought that I could really do something that would affect our city, it was to leave public service at that point and get involved in elections in the city, and began volunteering. Ran for committee person in 2006, and went from there.
So it's a matter of outrage, or it's a matter of that you felt you could do better. Basically, you know, that's what it is. You just want to help the city, and you think you can do it better, and you aren't happy with what you're seeing.
Right. I mean, anyone who's paying attention should be outraged. I know that sounds like a bumper sticker on the back of a car. But if you are paying attention, you should be. And it's important that you realize that you can do something about it. And there's an opportunity to do something about it, and that's an election day, other than getting involved in your civic association or town watch or something else in your neighborhood.
Hmm. Okay. And for those people who want to find his website, when do you think it'll be up?
It'll be probably the next 2 weeks. It'll be before February 15th, which is when we begin.
Okay. So around that time, go to Google and search on Al Schmidt campaign, and you should be able to find his website without too much difficulty. So – and when we do find out what it is, we'll give you a link off of the show's website, which reminds me, everybody should be going to the show's website, which is www.betweentheminutes.com. In order to see who the upcoming guests are, to register with the show so that you can get newsletters and know when there's opportunity to win things, like last week if we gave away tickets to the car show. You've been listening to Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM and live on the web at www.betweentheminutes.com, brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. Today's guest is Al Schmidt, and we'll be right back with more of Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM.
New World Radio, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Here's an important announcement. If you sustain damage from frozen pipes, water damage, don't leave yourself at the mercy of your insurance company. Call Hillis Public Adjusters. We represent you, the policyholder. Hillis negotiates directly with your insurance company to get you the most money you're entitled to, maybe thousands of extra dollars. And the Hillis fee is based on a percentage of the settlement. It costs you nothing until your claim is settled. It's that simple. You wouldn't be your own lawyer. So why negotiate directly with your insurance company? Call 1-800-HILLIS-1. When you have a claim, your insurance company is the last place to call because they want to settle the claim for as little as possible. That's why you should call Hillis Public Adjusters. They'll appraise the damage, do all the paperwork, and negotiate your settlement. If your home or business was damaged, call Hillis Public Adjusters anytime, day or night, at 1-800-HILLIS-1. Why settle for less? Call Hillis first. Call 1-800-HILLIS-1.
Looking to increase your business and build your selling power? Then you should advertise on Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest political, business, and special interest radio talk show, Between the Minutes. Heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. on Radio 1540 AM. Between the Minutes reaches a large listening audience throughout the Tri-State area with 50,000 watts of power. You could increase your selling power by advertising on the Between the Minutes program. For more information, call 610-828-8333. That's 610-828-8333. Or email sales@betweentheminutes.com.
When disaster strikes with a vengeance, Americans strike back with generosity. Thanks to your monetary donations, the Salvation Army is there from the very beginning and remains until the healing is complete, serving the physical and emotional needs of disaster victims and emergency responders. Give today at 1-800-SAL-ARMY or SalvationArmyUSA.org and help the Salvation Army continue doing the most good.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti, your host on Between the Minutes, thanking you for listening to our show. Let's talk about CyberSoft Operating Corporation. CyberSoft has always stood for integrity, quality, and cost-effectiveness in computer security. CyberSoft invented antivirus for Unix and Linux systems. With 20 years' experience, they support more systems than anyone, including Microsoft Windows. Computer security problems are not single-faceted, and your solution should not be either. CyberSoft products like the VFine Security Toolkit include cryptographic baseline management in addition to a virus scanner. This allows you to detect more than just a software attack. For a limited time, you can purchase a one-year Windows antivirus security license for $24.95. In any computer security fight with the bad guys, we will be the last man standing. Call 610-825-4748 or visit our website at www.cyber.com. Again, that's 610-825-4748 or www.cyber.com.
America's men and women in uniform sacrifice every day for our country so we can continue to do the things we enjoy most, like playing soccer with our kids. But that's not an option for some families. I'm Devin McDavish, D.C. United Defender and two-time Humanitarian of the Year. For more than 140 years, the Armed Services YMCA has provided support for military families. Please join the ASYMCA in taking care of our soldiers' loved ones so they can continue to take care of us.
The Armed Services YMCA, serving those who serve America. ASYMCA.org.
New World Radio, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia. Come on.
The Tri-State Area's radio talk show, Between the Minutes, continues on Radio 1540 AM with your host, Peter Rodotti.
Welcome back to Between the Minutes. I'm your host, Pete Rodotti. Our guest is Al Schmidt. He's running for city commissioner. Now, that's not like running – that's not the like the kind of commissioner that Batman calls when he wants to talk to somebody in the city. This is in charge of elections and things like that, right?
That's right. You don't get a bat signal.
What a shame. We really could use a bat signal. So, you know, tell me a little bit about the problems that the city faces.
Well, as we've seen the last couple of years, our city has run has been running a deficit. The amount of money coming in hasn't kept up with the amount of money going out the door. The city government has expanded, but revenue hasn't really been able to keep pace with that.
Yeah, but in this economy, isn't that kind of normal?
It is. But when you when times are good, that's the right time to put your physical house in order, not when you have to do it. Now we're being forced to do it. And when you have to do it at the last minute, you do it in a very clumsy way, in a way that hurts people, in a way that results in you increasing taxes and cutting services. Our city, I think, needs a far better pro-growth agenda, one that provides family wage jobs, and that just hasn't happened.
Well, on the other hand, people like Maria Kalina Sanchez has been on, and she's trying to change the way we tax to make it more fair, because right now she's saying it's unfair to small businesses. And as everyone knows, small businesses employ 80% of all the people in this country and eventually become big businesses. I mean, every big business in this country started out as a dream.
That's right. I mean, our business structure, our tax structure in the city disproportionately hurts small businesses and disproportionately hurts the poor or lower income people. It's a remarkable and perverse tax structure that we have and results in people leaving the city. As they have over the last 40
which just makes
years.
It worse because now there's even less people to pay in.
That's right. I mean, Pete, if you and I and five other people had to lift this table, we could. But if you take five people away, it's a much heavier lift for two people. And that's what we're having. As people leave, there are fewer people to carry the tax burden of the city.
How's the city been paying the bills?
Borrowing money. And the city's required to have, at least on paper, a balanced budget. But when you go into the voting booth and you look on the right-hand side, there are sometimes these different ballot questions. And a lot of those ballot questions deal with borrow money to do this or borrow money to do that. The city has balanced its books largely through borrowing money. And we're reaching the end of the line of that. There are these rating agencies that say whether you're worth loaning money to or not, and at what interest rate, and those have really gone up. We're more of a risk to loan money to.
Well, you can't borrow your way out of debt.
That's right.
And the real issue is debt, isn't it?
It is. It is, because the more debt you accrue, the more dollars that you have to pay interest on that debt, and it just keeps it's a death spiral. It's called. And we need to pull out of that death spiral, and we need to do it quickly because it's a big challenge. Everyone in Philadelphia knows that this is a great city. It's not like it was a great city. It is a great city, but that it can do a lot better. And right now, the greatness of this city has more to do with us surviving despite the people we elect oftentimes, rather than because of the people we elect.
Well, the greater Philadelphia area has huge potential.
It does.
More potential. I've been all over the world, and we have more potential located in one area right here. And we don't have tornadoes. We don't have earthquakes. We don't have tsunamis. You know, all of these horrible things that affect a lot of the rest of the world. We have a lot of smart people. We have a lot of people that want to get involved and do things versus sit on the couch and watch TV. But you can sit on the couch and listen to the radio, or you can do things while listening to radio. So we have a huge potential here. It's really very unusual what we have at the Philadelphia area, and people just don't realize it. But, you know, on the other hand, we've lost a lot of that potential through the years. The movie industry started here. The automotive right. industry started here. The computer industry started here. And, it's not here now.
And just another example is the waterfront area along Delaware Avenue, Columbus Boulevard there.
Yeah.
There is such incredible opportunity there. And when you look at some other cities, they've gotten their act together and done that right. And we seem to not be able to do that yet.
And just some examples. Boston, the waterfront, used to be hideous. I mean,
yes.
You could smell it before you could see it. Baltimore, the waterfront, was basically a dumping ground. it's the river down in Washington, D.C. at one time was someplace that you didn't want to be anywhere near because it was too dangerous. And now it's a park. It's beautiful.
That's right. And there are restaurants along the Anacostia and Potomac down there. And in Boston, like you said, and in Baltimore, when you go go to the waterfront.
Yeah.
It's the place you go.
Now, we did try it. It's just that we did it with the Avenue of the Arts, which is a success.
That's right.
You know, it's just not along the river. And, of course, you have Manayunk, which is built along the canal and the river. Although it floods once in a while, it's still a great place. You know, it's just a great place.
It is. And the rivers in our geography are one of the best things that we have going for us. I mean, obviously, in addition to the people who live here. Like the city, like the port, for example, is greatly underused compared to what it should be. Well, part of the work that I did in the past was involved visiting ports around the country. Boston and Miami and L.A. and San Francisco and Houston and all those different places to see how they did it and how they did it right. Our port has not nearly reached the potential that it could. And it takes bringing stakeholders together and people working together to develop a system and getting the river dredged, finally, as part of that, to a degree that allows more ships, bigger ships to come in. There are terrific potential for family wage jobs in this city.
Wow. You know, I actually attended a number of conferences on port and port security. And Philadelphia is interesting because we're right in the middle of the Mid-Atlantic, which is one of the wealthiest areas, largest consuming area on the East Coast. So Philadelphia makes a lot of sense. We have the railroad yards. We have, you know, good docks, good river. It's just, like you said, it's like we're 90% there. We just need that last 10%.
Right. And that 10% means a lot in terms of the opportunity that it can bring.
Yeah. So if you get elected and you could wave a magic wand, and I know there is no such thing, what would you do?
Well, there are some things that fall under the responsibility of the city commissioner and some things that fall under the responsibility of the mayor and city council and other things like that. The city commissioner has a pretty narrow focus. Like in the counties, city commissioners more or less run the counties, and they sit on the election board. In Philadelphia, they just sit on the election board. So really, all they have responsibility for is making sure elections are conducted on the up and up, and they're not. So given that it's their only responsibility, they should at least be doing that better.
Okay. So tell me one thing that you would do as to make it better.
One thing would be to rationalize the tax structure in the city, one that encourages people who come here to stay here, that encourages more growth, especially small business, which, as you pointed out, creates most of the jobs, and not just benefit large corporations in the city, which it does at present.
And what would you do about the problem with the elections? How would you guarantee that the voice of the people is actually heard?
One way is to get in front of these problems. Again, these problems occur every election every year, and what's remarkable is they happen at the same polling places every year.
Have a focus. I mean, you know where the focus.
We do. Like 4th and York, we know there are going to be problems at the polling place in 4th and York. We know there are going to be problems in this ward or that ward at specific polling places because, for example, some years back, there was an issue with – or actually, it was 2008. There was an issue with some Black Panther guys that showed up dressed in kind of paramilitary uniform carrying nightsticks. Well, it wasn't just 2008 because they came back this election in 2010 and nothing was done about it. Now, that is a heavily Democrat polling place. They're not there intimidating Republicans. They are intimidating other Democrats. It's not just a Democrat versus Republican thing.
Well, I would think that the Black Panthers would not be Democrat or Republican. They would be Black Panthers.
Yes, that's right.
Because they are a political entity.
They are. On their own. And if you look at the voter lists, it's interesting how many different parties that you see people registered in the city. And Black Panthers are one of them. But heck, we have people registered in the Whig Party in the city.
We still have Whigs?
We do. We have people registered Whig. We have people registered, because you can sometimes name your own party, Eagles Party or All Night Party. Or it's a pretty entertaining list of parties.
I got to hear a few more of these. Can you?
You got
the Greens. You've got
Libertarians.
The Libertarians.
Constitutional Party.
Constitutional.
Democrats. Republicans. And
Communists.
Then it gets communists.
Yeah, you stole this show around.
And then it gets real, real interesting real fast. And that's where you have a lot of the there's a blank where you can fill in. Unless you check Republican or Democrat, or I think it's Libertarian, you can check other and write in the name of the party. And that's where you end up with some pretty entertaining names.
So there may be parties of one.
Yes. It could be the Pete Party.
Now, I want to hear about this all-night party. That sounds hilarious. Hey, whoever you are out there, when we come back, you can call in and ask some questions. In Pennsylvania, it's 610-667-WNWR. In New Jersey, you can call toll-free at 877-667-WNWR. So if you have some questions, feel free to call in. This is really amazing. I didn't even realize that people could make up their own party and register for it, and it's legal.
It is. And if you get enough signatures to appear on the ballot, it's possible to run in a party other than the majority parties, or the Democrat or Republican Party, or Green or Libertarian. You just have to get enough signatures to get on the ballot and to get a column. And the more people involved in the political process, regardless of how they affiliate, the better.
Wow. I just want to remind everyone that you're listening on Between the Minutes, Tri-State's newest radio talk show featuring politicians, businessmen, and professionals. We're on every Tuesday, 3 to 4 on WNWR. Our guest is Al Schmidt. He's running for city commissioner. And unfortunately, he does not get a bat film. But he does get to find out about all kinds of interesting political parties that I never heard of before. Although I might want to consider one or two of those now.
Oh, they're pretty good. No, there's no bat phone or spotlight that goes out into the night. Although I'm a Superman fan. Anyway.
I think we should get Superman. He's pretty good. Although you do know he's Canadian.
That's what I read.
Yeah, yeah. He was actually invented. Well, no.
Oh,
the original Superman.
Okay.
The artist that invented him was a Canadian, and he was in Canada when he invented him. Then he moved to New York. And Superman became, a legend in New York. That's what they say with everybody. Go to New York and become a legend.
Well, we get the best of everywhere in the United States.
Well, that's what makes us great, is that we are not one culture. We are a melting pot. Everybody comes here. Everyone contributes. It's a wonderful thing. We'll be going to a station break in a second. I just wanted to remind you again that you're listening to Al Schmidt on Between the Minutes. We'll be right back with more of Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM.
The multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti, your host on Between the Minutes, thanking you for listening to our show. Let's talk about CyberSoft Operating Corporation. CyberSoft has always stood for integrity, quality, and cost-effectiveness in computer security. CyberSoft invented antivirus for Unix and Linux systems. With 20 years' experience, they support more systems than anyone, including Microsoft Windows. Computer security problems are not single-faceted, and your solution should not be either. CyberSoft products like the VFine Security Toolkit include cryptographic baseline management in addition to a virus scanner. This allows you to detect more than just a software attack. For a limited time, you can purchase a one-year Windows antivirus security license for $24.95. In any computer security fight with the bad guys, we will be the last man standing. Call 610-825-4748 or visit our website at www.cyber.com. Again, that's 610-825-4748 or www.cyber.com.
When disaster strikes with a vengeance, Americans strike back with generosity. Thanks to your monetary donations, the Salvation Army is there from the very beginning and remains until the healing is complete, serving the physical and emotional needs of disaster victims and emergency responders. Give today at 1-800-SAL-ARMY or salvationarmyusa.org and help the Salvation Army continue doing the most good.
Looking to increase your business and build your selling power? Then you should advertise on Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest political, business, and special interest radio talk show, Between the Minutes. Heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. on Radio 1540 AM. Between the Minutes reaches a large listening audience throughout the Tri-State area with 50,000 watts of power. You could increase your selling power by advertising on the Between the Minutes program. For more information, call 610-828-8333. That's 610-828-8333. Or email sales@betweentheminutes.com.
When disaster strikes with a vengeance, Americans strike back with generosity. Thanks to your monetary donations, the Salvation Army is there from the very beginning and remains until the healing is complete, serving the physical and emotional needs of disaster victims and emergency responders. Give today at 1-800-SAL-ARMY or SalvationArmyUSA.org and help the Salvation Army continue doing the most good.
New World Radio, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
The Tri-State Area's radio talk show, Between the Minutes, continues on Radio 1540 AM with your host, Peter Radotti.
Welcome back to Between the Minutes. I'm your host, Pete Radotti. Our guest is Al Schmidt. He's running for City of Philadelphia Commissioner. And I want to talk a little bit. While we were on break, we were talking, you're interested in political history?
It's what my background really is, and I think it's why I ended up going down this road in the first place. Political history and the history of the city, you really see how often things repeat themselves, good and bad, and you see how just a few people can make a big difference in the city and its future, good or bad.
Wow. So, I mean, we were the first capital, so you can go back all the way back to, you know, pre-United States in the history of the city's politics.
You can. And you don't even have to look that far back to find really extraordinary examples of just great people doing great things. Richardson Dilworth is somebody who was a Democratic mayor as well as other things, but somebody who I'm just obsessed with. He helped usher in a period in which you did have a competitive political system in the city that was interested in good government and doing things right. And you know, that's not that long ago. He's a very impressive character as well as others. But at some point along the way, everything got out of whack. It was no longer competitive. You no longer had a competition of ideas for the best path our city should take. And we just need to get it back on track.
Wow. Who else?
Well, there are no shortage of colorful people with strengths and weaknesses. Frank Rizzo is obviously one of them. Another larger than life.
Well, you have to say Saint Frank Rizzo. You can't just say Frank Rizzo.
That's right. Well, he, you know, from the standpoint of political history, was one of those people that that really changed the path the city was on. Again, some good and some bad. We had the largest tax increases in the city under Mayor Rizzo, and. You know, that's not entirely
good. On the other hand, he was mayor during a particularly difficult time in this country, and the city of Philadelphia did not suffer any of the problems that the other cities were suffering, and it was because of him.
Look, I'm not saying it's easy, and yes, they did, the city did hit a difficult time, just as it is right now, and you know, maybe it's from looking at history, but I'm not interested in cutting people slack, whether it's Mayor Nutter or somebody else. People need to rise to the occasion. The city and the nation have faced far greater challenges than we're facing right now, and that's the time when people who are elected to leadership really ought to lead and not just take the easy way out. And the easy way out is borrowing more money and cutting services that people depend on.
Okay. Just for a little bit, you mentioned that you were on the Holocaust Commission of the GAO and that the Army did a great job of returning stuff that was appropriated. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, it was the commission was set up under President Clinton, and its job was to find out what happened to assets, or you know, be it property or art or something like that that was taken from people during the Holocaust by the Germans or by others, and to return it to them. It was the U.S. Army took responsibility for doing that, and really did a remarkable job. I mean, they are in the midst of fighting Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan, and had a dedicated group of people who were trying to undo as best they could a wrong.
Wow, that is amazing. It combines your love of history, politics, with World War II, a significant event in the history of the United States. It just comes full circle, and I'm amazed. I didn't even know that commission existed. You've been listening to Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM and live on the web at www.betweentheminutes.com. You can also friend us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/BTM Radio. Brought to you by the CyberSoft Operating Corporation. Today's special guest has been Al Schmidt. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to us on Radio 1540 AM.
The preceding program was brought to you by the CyberSoft Operating Corporation.
New World Radio, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia. Come on.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon?
Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
America's men and women in uniform sacrifice every day for our country so we can continue to do the things we enjoy most, like playing soccer with our kids. But that's not an option for some families. I'm Devin McDavish, D.C. United Defender and two-time Humanitarian of the Year. For more than 140 years, the Armed Services YMCA has provided support for military families. Please join the ASYMCA in taking care of our soldiers' loved ones so they can continue to take care of us.
The Armed Services YMCA, serving those who serve America. ASYMCA.org.
Danny,